Now, Romani rights campaigners were up in arms in February this year when the mayor of Chomutov in North Bohemia imposed a controversial new method of reclaiming debts from the town's lowest earning citizens. 6 months on, and Chomutov mayor Ivana Zhapkova is back in the headlines. Citizens of Chomutov find themselves in the middle of a battlefield. Its controversial mayor, Ivana Zhapkova, has declared war on the town's 4,000 or so debtors, most of them members of the Romani minority. After a court banned the town hall from seizing their social benefits to make up for unpaid rents, the mayor took a new tack, ordering a wide-scale confiscation of debtors' property for unpaid fines. Daniela Lazarova has the story.
Ivana Zhapkova of the Civic Democratic Party is possibly the toughest mayor the town of Chomutov has ever seen. She is determined to enforce law and order and make those whom she calls problematic citizens toe the line. This concerns particularly the town's Romani minority, low-income families, most of whom have no jobs, no education, and depend entirely on social benefits. They owe the city thousands of crowns in unpaid rent and unpaid fines for public order offences. Although the town has no right to forcibly reclaim larger sums of money, it can demand money for unpaid fines, and the mayor sees this as a way of making Romanis behave.
The confiscations of property will continue, not every day maybe, but certainly every week. These people will be made to see that they must meet their obligations, or else they have to live by the rules, stop pestering decent people and committing small-scale crime. Then we will have no reason to fine them, and they will not owe us money.
Those who owe the town hall money in unpaid fines are finding it almost impossible to hide. The mayor has employed a number of heavies to seek out the debtors in pubs, casinos, on the street, and in their own homes. Romani prostitutes are being brought in off the streets, and families owing 800 crowns, that's just under $45, are seeing their TV sets and computers taken away. Never before have debtors been subjected to such a merciless demand for them to meet their obligations, and the crackdown has brought angry protests from Roma rights activists and the Ombudsman's office. Ombudsman Otakar Motel says the move is clearly intended to win the mayor votes in the upcoming general elections.
If they had made an effort to address the problem of unpaid fines in time, they would never have reached such astronomical figures and would have imposed order as well. If I fined someone 500 crowns for kicking over a garbage can, it would make sense to try and claim that fine within the next fortnight.
Ivana Zhapkova denies that her policy is an election ploy, saying that she is merely doing her job in protecting the town's decent and law-abiding inhabitants from those who break the rules. Her policy has divided local residents. Some are shocked, others are applauding. Meanwhile, political commentators note that Ivana Zhapkova would not be the first to rise on the political ladder by taking a tough line with a Roma minority. The former mayor of Seki, Nizhny Chunek, was catapulted into the world of high politics overnight by forcibly moving Romani rent defaulters outside the city centre.
Daniela Lazarva with that report.